Well, if you're on your holidays trying to stay outdoors as much as possible, maybe you're at home just looking for a diversion from all things COVID, the message today is look up. On the line is Francis McCarthy from Blackrock Castle Observatory. Francis, what's happening in the skies tonight?
Well, we have the best meteor shower of the year peaking tonight and the next couple of days. So absolutely worth waiting for it to get dark. We'll hope for the blue skies that we have tonight, being black skies later. And then out you go and look vaguely north. But these shooting stars can be seen anywhere in the sky. So as long as you can look up, not straight at a streetlight, you've a good chance of seeing one of these tiny little bits of space dust zipping across the sky. And it produces light as it does it. Just a beautiful sight. And this is the most popular meteor shower of the year because it's the summer. And what do you want to do on a summer night? Out you go.
Talk to us about this phenomenon itself, the Perseids phenomenon. It happens every year.
It does. So this particular meteor shower is associated with a comet. So comets are those kind of chunks of icy rock that zip around the sun, scoot out away from the sun and off into the far reaches of the solar system and then come back again. But where they've been, they've left a trail of stuff. So space debris is sitting there in the Earth's orbit, and at this time of the year, and every year at this time, we're going through the bit of space where a comet once went. So it's little remains of a comet that you're seeing burning up in our atmosphere. They're slightly better after midnight because we're turning into our orbit, and so the speeds kind of add up. I once described it as, you know how the front of your car gets hit with bugs, but the back of your car doesn't? Well, that's the Earth after midnight. We're turning into our orbit and we're letting them hit us. But after midnight tonight, there's quite a bright moon. So you have to balance. Do you want to be before midnight when the sky is darker but there's fewer, or after midnight when the sky is brighter but there will be more? I got to say, I'm a before midnight kind of girl. I'm happy to go out at 11 to midnight, but I don't want to wake up at 3 in the morning.
Well, as a Morning Ireland presenter presenting tomorrow, I think I'll probably be in before midnight kind of girl as well. We don't need telescopes or binoculars, right? We don't need any special equipment.
No, eyeballs are actually better because binoculars and telescopes are showing you a smaller view of the sky. These can appear literally anywhere. Now, if you don't see a shooting star, have a look for a satellite. There are satellites going overhead all the time, and at nighttime, they're lit up by a little bit of sunlight that's still shining on them in space, even though it's dark for us on the ground. So if you see them, they're a bit more slow moving and steady, whereas a shooting star is only going to be a couple of seconds zipping across the sky. So if you go out with a friend, you might see them, but they might not if they're not looking in the same direction. So they're really a very special, unique experience for you to watch that little bit of zoom, there it goes.
And tonight is the peak, but this phenomenon stretches off across a couple of days.
It goes actually for a couple of weeks. So I've just checked what the observers around the world have been seeing, and they're seeing about 20 an hour. Now, that will probably peak at about 50 an hour tonight. So if you're outside for 20, 25 minutes, you've a good chance to see 10 or 15. It is easier once your eyes are adapted. So I wouldn't expect to go out and immediately see one. But if you can plan kind of a half hour, 45 minutes outside, dress up warm, take it easy, bring a nice beverage and enjoy the view.
Okay, thanks as always, Francis McCarthy. It is 8:58.